Okay, so why would Dr. Fauci say masks do not help? And they learned this in their first year of doctor's school because they study masks because they have to do surgery and stuff. They know that the regular masks do not work. You'd have to use the N95. So why would Dr. Fauci say, no, do not wear a mask? And then while he's saying it, he wears a mask in front of everybody. And then he changes and says, yeah, you got to wear a mask. So you got the World Health Organization now just said, no mask. The mask don't work. You got some of the people saying, yeah, you need a mask. You're killing people. You're, you know. The ones who don't wear a mask, they flip the reality and say, oh, because these care, they say, she's a Karen. She don't wear a mask. She's going crazy about people asking her to wear a mask. But the reality is the other ones are the Karens. The ones wearing the mask are the Karens and saying, you got to wear a mask. And so you got some doctors saying, you got to wear a mask. Some doctors don't. And the doctors know that only certain masks will keep out a virus. And then they say, oh, they're going to touch the surface is bad. And then they say, oh, if you breathe it. And then now the World Health Organization says it doesn't come through breathing from somebody. So why are they doing it? Why are they saying opposite? Because it's the same thing as a narcissist. They're trying to make you think you're crazy. When a psychopath or a sociopath wants to destabilize you, psychopath, sociopath, they want to destabilize you. A player, a narcissist, anybody who's a player, a narcissist, a Jezebel, a Delilah, they always want to destabilize you by saying two opposites. To try to, and then they pretend like they didn't say it, just like Fauci. Why? Because they want to cause cognitive dissonance in your mind to make you think you're crazy. They want to gaslight your reality to make you think you're crazy when you're not the crazy one. They are the demons and the devils and the liars and the gaslighters. They have to do, you might say, well, why do they do it? They have to do it. They sold their soul to the devil, and they can be in your home, they can be in your church, on your job. They have to do it. You're not crazy. I saw one time at a place, I saw somebody said, go in there and do work in that area. And the person, she said, I can't go in there. It's a terrible, terrible smell. And she asked me, she says, does it stink in there? I said, yeah, it stinks. And they came out of there and they said, it don't stink in there. And she said, am I going crazy? Does it stink in there? I said, yeah, it stinks in there. They're just messing with your mind. I wouldn't put my dog in there. And so long story short, they're seeing if they can gaslight you. They're seeing if they can destabilize you. They want you to live, if you believe that fake reality that they're putting out there, then they got you. The devil's, they got to do this because they're children of the devil. That's how the devil works. He wants you to believe a fake reality just like he did to Eve. The same thing he did to Eve. Eve, hath God said, you'll be your own, you'll be God. You'll be a goddess. So just like a narcissist uses gaslighting, just like a psychopath does, just like a player does, just like Jezebel does, they don't think you're smart enough to see how evil they really are. This is a tool that they use to destabilize, just like future faking. They don't think you're smart enough to see through it because you're not evil like them. So they know that you're not evil, so you can't believe that somebody would even do that. And so that's how it is. That's how it is with the government doing this and the doctors and the, they're trying to destabilize you to make you think you're crazy and to get you to believe a fake reality. Because if you believe a lie, then you'll believe, then they can build on that lie and you'll believe any kind of lie. This is what's happening. It's a narcissistic game. It's a psychopathic game to give you the opposites to make you think you're crazy when they're doing it on purpose to make you think you're crazy. That's why they're doing it. Do you understand? This is real. This is just study sociopaths. Look, after I dated enough sociopaths, these women were psychopaths, sociopaths, but they put on a smile. So after about 5 psychopathic women, I thought, what is going on here? And so I finally found the narcissism website. I found datingasociopath.com. And I realized over time that they can't help it. Society's split their mind. They don't even know that they're psychopaths. And so they think they're normal because the society is saying it's okay. They think they're normal. They don't even know they're psychopaths. This is real. Jezebel don't know she's a psychopath. Now, some of them are, they know it. But they think everybody's that way. So they're going to tell you opposites to mess with your mind. And after talking to some sisters in Christ, because I thought it was just all women. You know, I thought all women are crazy. So I talked to some sisters in Christ who were saved. And the men they dated or they married, they were psychopaths. It's rampant in society because the god of this world is the devil, and he's made what's right wrong and wrong right. And so these psychopaths and these sociopaths, they think they're normal because it's on the TV. They think it's normal. It's not. And so that's what's happening. You're not going crazy. It's a psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic game giving you 2 opposites to cause cognitive dissonance. And if they can cause cognitive dissonance, split your mind, then you can be easily influenced by demons. And you believe that fake reality. So if you're saved, you can't be demon-possessed, but they can use a proxy. If you believe a lie, the demons can use that proxy to get in. That's what's happening. It's rampant. This is the deal. This is society. It's at your church. It's on your job. It's in the government. It's in the politics. It's in the court. It's everywhere.